Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Jesus Noticed.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now as Jesus looked up, he saw rich people putting their offerings into the treasury. And he happened to notice a poverty-stricken widow putting in two small coins, and he said, I tell you truly, this poor widow has put in more than any of them. For these have all contributed money they had over, but she, from the little she had, has put in all she had to live on. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is surely one of the loveliest and most simple stories passed down to us for our inspiration from the gospel. When did you last notice someone or something that took your breath away? Now you may notice I have a hen with me in today's photo. It was knitted by a woman who reminds me of the widow, always giving to others to bring joy into our troubled world. I think this hen that I'm holding is her 33rd and is a reminder of Jesus saying, He will gather us under his wing like a mother hen gathering her brood under her wing. In today's gospel, Jesus shows us that if we pay attention and are aware, we notice people in situations which can be truly inspiring. Both silence and paying attention are necessary to make room within ourselves to experience the nudge of divine inspiration. On one hand, we need to develop an inner disposition of stillness and awareness to listen and experience inner nudges. And on the other hand, we need to be truly present to life to notice inspiring events in the ordinary events of life. Inspirations come through the ordinariness of everyday life when we are tuned in. They may seem insignificant, yet like the widow in today's gospel, our hearts can be deeply touched if we have hearts to notice. When we listen to and follow inspirations, there is no room for self-centeredness. People who follow their inner nudges, as Jesus did, are also able to stay grounded in times of suffering and outer chaos. In today's gospel, Jesus is already in Jerusalem, where he is to suffer his passion and death, and he is taking this opportunity to instruct his disciples that they must not be like the scribes who take the front seats in the synagogue and swallow the property of widows while making a show of their lengthy prayers. Like the widow, Jesus too will give himself to the last penny. He will be stripped of everything, his honour and dignity, his friends, family and followers. And just as the eyes of God are turned to the poor, he will raise his son from his place of utter poverty as he gives his body, his all, for the life of the world. When we gaze at our world today, we can feel overwhelmed and absolutely powerless, with a sense we have nothing to give to anyone. Yet this example of the widow reminds us that it is in giving the little we have with great love we are noticed by Jesus. As we listen to the person needing to pour out their troubles, notice the stranger hungering to be recognized with a smile, sit and knit to bring joy to housebound people, or feel the pain of a mother unable to feed her child. Our focus too is on the poorest, where the eyes and heart of God long to dwell. We have only to give the little we have with deep love to be like the widow who gave her last coins. Indeed, to be like Jesus on the cross, who gave his last breath for the life of the world. The journey to the sacred place of giving our all follows the route of listening to each inspiration as it enters our heart. And this then becomes a way of life as we breathe in the love of God and breathe out peace to our world. And we, like Jesus, learn to notice more deeply. Amen.